my name is Deborah Richards, and I'm a music journalist and broadcaster based in the UK. You're listening to the podcast Rebel Spirits, offering a unique insight into the innovative and progressive talents of Polish jazz. Season 2 interviews the talented mavericks that have been emerging over the last 20 years, and today on the show is the pianist, composer and educator Aga Derlak. Aga Derlak remembers her fascination with music as a young child. And once she began learning piano, she would lose hours in flowing through improvised journeys at the keyboard. This passion led her to gaining a place on the year-long Berklee Global Jazz Institute program. And in this interview, she discusses the impact that has had on many levels of her life. The founder of the project, pianist Danilo Perez, who is part of the incredible Wayne Shorter Quartet, was a particular influence and led Aga to working at Danilo's foundation in his homeland of Panama. You get the sense that her own beliefs about the healing power of music and the role of musicians and music education in our society really blossomed during this time. Through conversations with her tutors and peers at Berklee, and also her pupils, some of whom were part of a social program in Panama City. Aga has led her own trio and quintet, and like the other Rebel Spirits, has been invited to play at numerous jazz festivals. As she explains in her interview, travel takes on a real meaning in her life and has directed her development as an artist. The piece she talks about, Tempo, is from her forthcoming album, Parallel, and includes her own vocals and those of her sister, Basha Derlak, with lyrics from a poem that Aga wrote. We can hear about her attention to detail, theme and flavour, and her thoughts about the possibilities of time, tempo. A project that is a good indicator of Aga's personality is Your Solo, Exploring Polish Jazz. This was her proactive reaction to the restriction of lockdown during the pandemic. She wanted to highlight the work of Polish jazz musicians, such as herself, who could no longer tour or perform. Aga set about playing their compositions and interviewing these musicians, putting everything online. The positive focus is typical of how she's able to acknowledge the darkness that descends on life, but uses her determination to be constructive. Interestingly, she refers to the different sides of her character and how that comes through her music in this interview. Coming up on Rebel Spirits.
My name is Aga Derlak, and I'm a piano player and composer from Poland, passionate about traveling, passionate about getting to know different cultures and people from different cultures, passionate about music education and personal development through music. I graduated from music school and then a music academy in Katowice. My parents tell me that even before starting to learn to play the piano, there was this weird connection between me and the piano. I remember that there was acoustic piano in the kindergarten, in the preschool. I played the piano intuitively. So I remember asking my mom to help me to figure out the songs that we were, you know, learning. I remember asking the teacher in the kindergarten whether I can perform. Then I started my musical education. Of course, there was Bach, there was Chopin, there was, you know, Scarlatti, Mozart. But I remember that I would improvise for hours, literally. And And I have no idea what did I play, but I remember that people would just come inside my practice room and were like, Aga, what are you playing? What's that? And I said, I don't know, I just play something. My dad, I mean, he's a biology teacher, but he also plays guitar and he is a fan of jazz. So I kind of grew up listening to jazz. I had real book on my piano in my home. So I was like trying to figure out what that means, you know, like A flat 13, flat 9 or something, you know. And I was like, well, what's that? I don't know. But I was kind of, you know, trying to figure out on my own. I remember listening to Karol Szymanowski and his mazurkas. I remember listening to them thinking, oh my goodness, this is jazz. It was the start of my love towards the music of Karol Szymanowski, a Polish composer from late 19th and beginning of 20th century. People say that traveling is the best learning tool. And it's true, and I can tell you that the things that changed me the most is my 2 years in United States, but also 6 months that I spent in Panama, because I also was doing an internship in Danilo Perez Foundation in Panama City, in Panama. I experienced such different cultures, such different ways of living, you know, and approach to life. And I also discovered myself. 2 years ago, I graduated from Berklee Global Jazz Institute. This is like a one-year program for 20 people from all around the world. So it's a beautiful adventure because, like, you can meet with people from different countries and cultures. The whole point is to study with those big jazz stars, you know, that we are looking up to. So, of course, I had different workshops with John Patitucci, Ben Street, Terry Lynn Carrington, Joe Lovan, or Dave Liebman. So those big, big, big names. I came back to Poland completely changed musically and also in terms of, you know, my perspective on life and art. So impacted on that was meeting with Danilo and working with him and talking with him a lot, not only about music itself, but about the whole perspective on life and our mission as we musicians have. I think the perspective that Danilo gave me was that we are part of a bigger meaning, because we didn't change the music, you know. We can just assign a certain meaning to it, you know, but music never changed. It was always a tool to communicate, to build relationships, to convey messages, also to change our moods, to make us feel better, us as musicians as well. Saying that music or art can change the world, for some people might seem, oh, you know, shut up. What do you know? But it truly can, you know? I chose a piece which is called Tempo in Polish and in English because it has lyrics. So there is obviously a story behind the song. I mean, there is always story behind any song I write, and I love it because this is like a part of my compositional process, that it needs to be a story first to write, to compose. But this particular one has a lyric, and it's written to a poem that I wrote almost 3 years ago. There's a theory that there are parallel universes that are like very similar to the one that we are living in. But I was thinking, what if there was a parallel universe that would be very similar to my world, and at the same time completely different, because maybe I could take different decisions that would lead to different things. Maybe I would choose something else. Maybe I would choose to be with somebody or not. So my life would look completely different at the end. You are probably familiar with butterfly effect, right? So I think it's kind of similar to that theory, that one little change in our life can have very vital consequences in our future life. So I think this is very inspiring and this is very fascinating to me, this idea that there might be different world and there might be different Aga. I started to work on tempo when the pandemic started. I was living in the United States. The lack of possibility of artistic self-expression was giving me really hard time. I just had an electric piano, like very cheap one, the one that I could afford. But also I thought, okay, I'm going to find another way that I could express myself artistically. And I started writing down different things and different thoughts. And those thoughts in time started to evolving into some poetical forms. And then I thought, okay, so I think it would be most authentic thing that I could do back then was to write music to those poems, because I was also thinking about my authenticity as an artist. And I thought I couldn't be more authentic. The song begins with a very dark intro. You can hear the viola that is playing a motif that kind of resembles the clock ticking. The title of the song is Tempo, and you can hear something that resembles the ticking of the clock. We want to contrast the smileness of the song with something dark. I love darkness. Why? I think people sometimes are afraid of their own darkness. Maybe because of pressure of the world that wants us to be happy and fulfilled and energetic and extrovert, you know, because it's something that pays off later on in life. People who know me, they know that I'm happy and I'm energetic and I'm positive, and it's true part of myself. But there is also another true part of myself, which is this darkness. And I'm not saying that this is like evil Aga, which kind of has some dark plans, you know, to destroy the world. No. But the darkness that I'm talking about is a part that kind of stores all my experiences, those good ones, but also those really, really difficult ones. The story begins about looking at the person and trying to figure out whether I recognize you or don't recognize you anymore, whether I can touch you or I cannot touch you because maybe you are in a different time or space. This is the opening of the song, kind of like outlining the story and the motive of looking for something unreachable and the struggle that it's kind of part of our life, you know, that sometimes there are things that are intangible, that things that we cannot reach, but there is this eagerness in all of us, you know, that we really want those things. We really want those things that we cannot reach. These are the things that we want most in life. And it's also, you know, the beauty of life in that. That is also produced a little bit because I wanted to have a monumental part here. It's a part that horns are leading here. There is a trumpet and alto and tenor that are playing those harmonies in 7/4 meter. It's a little bit influenced by Latin rhythm, but it's not that obvious because, again, I don't want obvious things in the music. The part after solo, I decided to arrange only for string quartet and the vocal, again, to make a contrasting part. I also used a pizzicato technique on the strings to give it like a light character, because we had this drama, we had this monumentalism in the horns and in the string quartet in the beginning of the song. So here I wanted to give this light vibe, I would say. I wanted to kind of balance things out in the song. So I put next to the drama and monumentalism and this, you know, sadness and nostalgia, something which is very light, like those things that are unreachable, you know, those things that are, you know, floating in the air, and we just try to reach them, but we know well that we cannot reach them. This is the punchline of the song, and the word remember, so pamiętam in Polish, is the last word of the song. And while I'm singing the last word of the song or the poem, this is when the free improvisation starts. So the last dark part starts, and it ends the song with this vibe that life is a mystery. Life is a mystery. Life is unknown. And there are things that are going to be unraveled, and it's a true beauty in it. There is this part in the song that says, of course it's in Polish, so in English it won't rhyme, sorry for that. The part says, I'm trying to write down really diligently and carefully all your words and gestures, so later on I can still know something about you when I can't recognize you or touch you anymore. You say that we have time, and I believe you blindly, and I just think and wonder how amazingly flexible the time and space is. Because look, I forgot the majority of my life, but you I still remember.
Rozpływam i
przemykasz mi przez życie i widzę cię za 10 i siebie nie z tego świata. Nie mogę się ciebie chwycić, walczę przez twe przechodzą ciało, dziwnie nieznane, jak przez światło, jakby twój cień ktoś rzucił mi na ścianę. Czy przez czas będziesz gonić, a ja będę mną, czy wyciągniętą ręką po nic. I na twój dzień czekanie. Na twój dzień.
Thank you.
This episode of Rebel Spirits was hosted by me, Deborah Richards, and produced by Monica Proba, Wojciech Olekczyk, and Magdalena Stampien. The podcast was brought to you by the Adam Mickiewicz Institute. If you'd like to listen to more music from today's featured artist, please see the show notes for this episode or go to culture.pl/Rebel Spirits. Please do subscribe to Rebel Spirits wherever you get your podcasts, and you can promote the show by sharing it. It's been such a pleasure, and I look forward to being with you again.